What is the first thing that we do when we want to come to the Lord? Something has happened in our lives. It causes us to reflect upon those things that have taken place. Do we look for a higher source to help us? What does it take for us to be pleasing in the sight of God? Hebrews chapter 11 tells us, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Sometimes we in the South or in other places of America or of the world where Christianity has been the taught religion and practiced by families right and left, we just assume that because somebody is in a church house or they don't deny something that is said in prayer, that they are truly believers. Our Lord Jesus said in regard to those true believers, in John chapter 8 at verse 31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Being a true disciple of the Lord means that we continue in his word. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, if it's without faith that it's impossible to please God, what's the number one thing that I need when I'm challenged in life and think about my relationship to the divine being? What's the first thing I need to put within my heart? Without faith, it's impossible to please God, so I want, number one, to put that faith into practice. Number two, I want to continue in that word, continuing that teaching that he's given me. I want to obey every principle that he has set forth in his holy word. For Jesus, did he not say in John 14 at verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments? And later in John 15 at verse 14, you are my friends if you do those things I command you. Do I want to love the Lord? Do I want to be his friend? Certainly if I do, what will I do with his commandments? Will I obey his commandment to repent of sin? Will I obey his commandment to confess him? Will I obey his commandment to be baptized? Would I obey his commandments to watch and pray? Will I obey his commandment to forgive my fellow man of his trespasses against me? Will I be an individual who loves enough others that I care about that forgiveness all the time? Those are the commands of our Lord. They should be practiced by everyone. He gave commandments regarding worship in spirit and in truth, he said in John 4 at verse 24. I want to be a true worshiper of the Lord. As I go to 1 Corinthians chapters 11, chapter 14, chapter 16, I find people mistreating worship and being corrected by the Lord's servant Paul. That they should worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, they need to change some things. And that's what they did, and they're saluted for it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Today I ask of you, where do we begin? With a real living faith. A faith that responds to the word of the Lord. A faith that wants to obey the Lord wherever we learn that principle to obey, we want to put it into practice and follow it. That's the source of the ideals of let's restore the full teaching of the Lord rather than stop with those who insist that faith alone and saying a prayer will be the result of salvation from sin. When in fact, faith is just the beginning. It's an important beginning. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But once that faith is really real and genuine, will we not go ahead and respond to the word of the Lord as he has said? And when did his word say that we could look back to our sins being put away from us? The people on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 and verse 38 are told to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. Paul is told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins, Acts 22:16. That's when they put away their sins from them, as that faith moved them to repent, be baptized, and begin to live faithfully for the Lord. That's when their sins were put away from them. And it all began because I had enough faith to believe in the Lord and to believe His Word and then to put it into practice. What about your life? Do you have that much faith? Thanks for your time, and discussion of these matters can continue. This is Robert Ross.